Coming off a record-breaking season, the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company is looking ahead to their 15th anniversary season for the next time around, but meanwhile filling up the summer with a couple of productions outdoors, and this is in Ellicott City at the ruins there. This is Romeo and Juliet from the 10th to the 19th, followed by The Three Musketeers from June 24th to July 24th. And wonderful to welcome the founding artistic director of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company to WBJC. Ian Gallina, thank you so much for coming in. Great to see you again.
So glad to be here.
You know, this is such a time as you're looking ahead to the 15th anniversary to take stock of what has been going on with this remarkable rise. What have been the things that have really stood out for you?
Well, you just mentioned two of them, which are unbelievable to me right now, which is, first of all, is that our second season actually is our record-breaking season in the new building, which doesn't happen to new theaters. You have a first year and that's good, and then things teeter off a little bit, but not at all. We had a terrific second year. We brought in 7,000 students from the region to see Romeo and Juliet matinees, and our Macbeth production saw more audience members than any of our main stage productions ever have. That's remarkable to me.
So you talk about the second season in your new venue, and this new venue is tremendous for all sorts of reasons, one of them being that you will be hosting the Shakespeare Theatre Association. Tell me a bit about that annual conference.
Right, so what an honor, right? So the Shakespeare Theatre Association is an international organization for the producers of Shakespearean performance. They're from, you know, big groups like the Globe in London to Oregon Shakespeare, Stratford Festival in Stratford, Ontario, all the way to the small companies. And there's about 150 members, and we join once a year. And a different company hosts this conference of leaders from these companies. And this year January, we'll be privileged to host it here in Baltimore.
So I know that you're co-directing The Three Musketeers. Yeah. That outdoor venue is just such a perfect place for the swashbuckling, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, our fight directors are having the most fun just trying to come up with tremendous variations, because there's, I think, 22 fights in the play. So, and they can't be the same old sword fight. So we're trying to get, you know, ropes and carts and swords and fists and all, whatever we can find to put in. And that's great fun. It's a big, epic play, which is what we like to do out in our festival format. And we're having great fun with it.
Looking ahead then to your celebratory 15th anniversary season of the Shakespeare's Othello, The Taming of the Shrew, The Tempest, Richard III, then also Anne of a Thousand Days, your traditional Christmas carol. And I'm very interested in the first musical that you're presenting, The Fantastics. How does that tie in with your mission?
The Fantastics is, for one thing, it's a play that centers around performance. They certainly reference Shakespeare a lot in the plays. Not that that's a requirement of ours, but it sure helps. And it's, you know, there are a couple of Shakespearean actors in it. And the story is a simple story. It's really a Romeo and Juliet story. And it's, you know, for being the musical that's had the longest run in history in New York, we don't see it much around here. So we're glad to be able to share that.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to the founding artistic director of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, Ian Gallina. If you'd like information about the two productions that will be on outdoors in the ruins this summer, the web address is chesapeakeshakespeare.com. And good luck with everything that's coming up, Ian. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. A delight.